CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the web references that are found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS news for Sunday the 13th of February 2022. Here are the main news headlines. Enter the RSGB construction competition. Board and regional nomination results online now. Mr. APRS becomes a silent key. The RSGB construction competition deadline for entries is Tuesday the 1st of March, so you still have time to enter. There are four categories for beginners, software, innovation and construction excellence. A cash prize will be awarded for the winner of each section, with a bonus for the overall winner, who will also be declared the winner of the Pat Hawker G3VA Trophy. If you'd like inspiration, the RSGB YouTube channel has an amateur radio construction playlist, and you'll find details about how to enter the competition on the RSGB website at rsgb.org. The results of the nomination process for 2022 RSGB Board and Regional Team elections are now on the Society's AGM webpage at rsgb.org. The RSGB will share further details in the April RADCOM. Sad news now, the creator of the Automatic Packet Reporting System, or APRS, Bob Bruninger, WB4APR, has become silent key. While best known for APRS, he was also a retired US Naval Academy senior research engineer who had an abiding interest in alternative power sources such as solar power. Bletchley Park is holding an online lecture marking the 80th anniversary of the opening of Bletchley Park's Bomb Hut 11A. The bomb, that's B-O-M-B-E, bomb machines of Bletchley Park by Bletchley Park's research historian Dr. David Kenyon will explore the impact of the bomb machine what it had, and how it was used to combat the Enigma cipher system. The lecture takes place on the 23rd of March at 1 p.m. The event is free, but donations are welcome. Go to bletchleypark.org.uk and click on the What's On section for more information and how to book your place. A free DV active period will take place on the 19th and 20th of February. It's designed to bring together people interested in HF digital voice on the air for conversation and fun. It starts at 1600 UTC on the 19th and ends 24 hours later at 1559 UTC on the 20th. More information at freedv.org. The RSGB has published the notice of variation that will enable UK amateurs licensed by Ofcom to celebrate the Platinum Jubilee of Her Majesty the Queen by using the special regional secondary locator Q. This NOV is only available for use through June 2022, but you can apply for it now on the Society's website. Preparations are well underway for the GIQRP convention, which is organised in association with the GQRP Club. The convention will take place on the 25th of June at the Tandragee Golf Club in Craigavon, BT62-2ER. Doors open at 9 a.m. and presentations start at 10 a.m. More information is in the rallies section of the RSGB website. Now for details of rallies and events, the Radioactive Fair will take place at Nantwich Civic Hall on Sunday the 20th of February. You can find out more at radioactivefair.co.uk. Please let us know your rally and event news as soon as you can. Send details to radcom at rsgb.org.uk and we'll publicise your event for free in Radcom on GB2RS and online. Now for DX News, Rob DM4AO will be active as D44AO from Santiago, IOTA reference AF005, in Cabo Verde between the 13th and 25th of February. He'll operate mostly CW on the 80 to 10 metre bands during the local evening and night hours, QSL via DM4AO, direct or via the Bureau. Please note he doesn't use Club Log, Logbook of the World or eQSL. Carol, OK2VVM, and Vlad, OK2WX, will be active as 9Q7WM and 9Q7WX from the Maldives AS013 from the 13th of Feb to the 8th of March. They will be only on 160, 80 and 40 metre bands, will operate mostly CW QSL home calls. Yuri VE3DZ will be active from Martinique NA107 between the 11th and 24th of February. He'll be signing Fox Mike stroke call sign between the 11th and 18th, and TO4A between the 19th and 24th, QSL Vari's home call and logbook of the world. Now for special event news. On the 14th of Feb 1922, a small group of Marconi employees began a series of experimental entertainment broadcasts on medium wave from a wooden hut near Rittle. The call sign of the original station was 2MT, 2 Mike Tango. These experiments are now regarded as the birth of British broadcasting and the origins of the BBC. On Monday the 14th of Feb 2022, commemorating the centenary, Chelmsford ARS will be running GB1002MT. But they plan to have HF, VHF and UHF stations on the air from 2pm to 9pm using CW and SSB. Now for contest news. When operating in contest, please keep yourself and fellow amateurs safe by following all relevant pandemic-related government rules. This weekend, the CQ Worldwide RITI WPX contest runs for 48 hours, ending 23:59 UTC on the 13th. Using 3.5 to 28 megs bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Tuesday, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC, all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The 80 metre club championships take place on Wednesday from 2000 to 2130 UTC. It's data only with an exchange of signal report and serial number. Also Wednesday is the VHF FT8 activity event, running from 1700 to 2100 UTC using the 23 SEMS band on FT8 or any other digital mode. The exchange is your call sign and four character locator. More information is at ft8activity.eu. I'll make that a bit clearer, ft8activity.eu. On Thursday, the 70 MHz UK Activity Contest runs 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. We had a good week for HF propagation, they write, with a solar flux index up towards 130 and relatively calm geomagnetic conditions. There were a lot of reports of openings to Australia on 10 metres, and the KQ2H repeater in upstate New York often put in an appearance on 29.620 MHz FM as well. However, a coronal mass ejection following a filament eruption on the 6th of Feb impacted the Earth on Wednesday the 9th. The solar speed showed only a small increase, while the BZ component of the Interplanetary Magnetic Field, or IMF, was fairly neutral. The net result was that the CME had little effect at first on the ionosphere and only resulted in a KP index of 3, despite dire forecasts in the national press of aurorae perhaps being visible from the UK. But by 1500 UTC on Thursday, the IMF had suddenly taken a swift shift down, shift southwards, and the KP index rose to 5, which just goes to show how hard it is to be precise with regards to timings about geomagnetic events. Critical frequencies continue to exceed 7 megs during daytime, which bodes well for inter-G contacts. Next week, NOAA predicts that the SFI will decline slightly to around 115, which hopefully should be enough to provide openings on 12 and 10 metres. NOAA also predicts a KP index of 5 on Monday, probably as a result of a returning coronal hole. Other than that, the rest of the week looks relatively calm. As we head towards mid-February, we're starting to see north-south paths opening up a little more. This will improve improve as we head towards the equinox in March. But for now, look out for openings to South America on 10, perhaps later in the day as the sun is setting. Now for VHF and up, the tropo from lengthy spells of high-pressure weather is now some time in the past, and it's hard to see a return any time soon. In fact, the nearest high-pressure systems are out of reach to the south of Britain, and the UK will find a subsequence of low-pressure systems bringing wet and very windy weather, with heavy rain and some snow in places. This is hardly conducive to tropo, so once again we must turn into other chance modes such as aurora and a random meteor scatter. It's worth saying that even though we assume this to be a quiet period for sporadic heat, there have been some days where the critical frequency of the sporadic heat layer, or FOEs, has peaked to 6 MHz. See the NVIS tab on propquest.co.uk graphs for Chiltern on the 8th of February. It would make it worth checking for short skip on HF, and if repeated further afield, perhaps some strong European signals on 10. These FOE events appear to be found on the maps near to strong upper winds known as jet streams, and these will be plentiful over the next 2 weeks with such unsettled weather. So it's worth checking the beacons and clusters for chance openings. Moon declination is high but falling all week, going negative again on Saturday. Moon windows will therefore follow suit and shorten as the week progresses. Path losses will fall as we're now past Friday's apogee. For VHF ears, 144 meg sky noise is low throughout the week, only rising above 300 Kelvin next Saturday. And that's it from the propagation team this week. And despite the odd interruption, that's all from me too. Until next week.